请我们打开圣经。
Let's turn open our Bibles.
创世纪第三十二篇。
To Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪第三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
我今朝早仍然愿意同弟兄姊妹一齐交通有关于雅各嘅故事。
This morning I would like to continue my sharing with brothers and sisters in regards to the person of Jacob.
头一次交通嘅时候咧，我哋系讲到雅各佢离开屋企喺路上边嘅经历。
The very first time that we had an opportunity to share, we shared on how Jacob left home and his experiences on the road.
咁我哋又交通过一次系。雅各在巴旦阿兰的时候他的经历。
And we also shared the second time about his experience at Padan Aram.
然后今次愿意和弟兄姊妹交通到雅各他回家的路上面的经历。
This morning we would like to share on Jacob and his experience on his way back home.
所以呢有几点愿意同弟兄姊妹一齐交通。
So there are several points that we would like to share with brothers and sisters today.
第一点就系话，直到如今雅各仲系活喺自己嘅里边。
The first is that even till now, up to this point in his life, he has not changed his characteristics.
第二点就系人嘅能力，有一日神要带佢进到去尽头。
The second point is that man's natural ability and his natural gifts will one day be brought to an end.
第三点呢就是讲到雅各他怎样的回转过来。
The third point concerns Jacob and how he was able to turn around.
最后愿意在雅各的身上面我们得到的一个什么的神的话的光照呢。
And then lastly, we'll share on how, what lessons that we are able to learn from the person of Jacob.
好，请我们看创世纪第32章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 32.
第一节。
Beginning with verse 1.
雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他。雅各看见他们就说，这是神的军兵，于是给那地方起名叫马哈念。
Verse 1, Now as Jacob went on his way, the angels of God met him, and Jacob said, when he saw them, this is God's camp. So he named that place Mahanaim.
然后第九节。
And then jumping to verse
9. 雅各说，耶和华我祖亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，你回本地本族去，我要厚待你。第十节，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点不配得。我先前拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两对了。求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
Reading from verse 9. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who did say to me, Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and all the faithfulness which thou hast shown to thy servant. For with my staff only I crossed the Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau.For I fear him, lest he come and attack me, the mothers with the children. For thou didst say, I will surely prosper you, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
And then let's jump to verse 22. 那夜间起来带着两个妻子、两个侍女并十一个儿子都过了雅伯渡口。先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说： 你不给我祝福，我就不用你去。那人说：你叫什么？你名叫什么？他说：我名叫雅各。那人说：你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
Reading from verse 22. Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.
29节，雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫皮鲁伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保存。
Then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. And he said, why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比鲁伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh.
我们再看第33章的第18节。
We'll move on to chapter 33, verse 18.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，平平安安地到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东支搭帐篷，就用100块银子向示剑的父亲拉末的子孙买了一支帐篷的那块地，在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫伊利伊罗因以色列。
Now Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. When he came to Padan Aram and camped before the city, and he brought the piece of land where he had pitched his tent from the hand of the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Then he erected there an altar and called it El Elohim Israel. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主啊，求你将呢啲嘅话赏赐俾我哋。
Lord, may you grant us these words.
又用你自己嘅圣灵引开启我哋。
And allow the Holy Spirit to reveal them to us.
叫我哋读过，又叫我哋明白过嚟。
Not only for us to read it, but also for us to have an understanding.
主啊，你喺雅各身上边所作嘅，求主叫我哋今日都能够经历。
May you allow us to experience the very same work that you had finished upon the person of Jacob. Because you are a faithful God. You are a God of grace. We rely solely upon you. Save us, Lord, from man's understanding, from man's diligence, man's ways. And instead to rely solely upon you. We commit our hearts totally unto you again. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们说第一点要交通的是雅各仍旧的活在他自己的里面。
As we said, the very first point that we want to focus on is how Jacob, even up to this point in his life, continues to have an unchanging heart.
在32章之前
，Prior to chapter 32，
我哋见到雅各曾经咧系用石头立过两条嘅呢个石柱。
And we have seen that Jacob has erected two previous altars。
弟兄姊妹，如果你仲记得嘅话，每一次佢立一个柱子
，But we remember that each time he erected an altar，
喺佢心目中嘅里边冇其他嘅嘢，只有佢自己嘅前途，佢自己嘅利益。
There was nothing in his heart except for what was beneficial for himself then and what was going to be beneficial for him in the future.
不单止这样，还有他自己的安全，自己的财产， 同埋佢自己嘅自由。
He focused on his own safety, his own possessions, and his own freedom.
嗰個以自由就係話佢任意而行。
Freedom meaning that he can do where as he pleased.
弟兄姊妹，你記得喺佢立柱子嘅時候，佢並唔係唔知道神嘅。
Now remember that prior to him erecting this altar, he already knew about God.
並且咧，佢曾經係遇見過神。
And he himself had personally encountered God.
因為神親自嘅喺異象嘅裏邊同佢講説話。
Because God has spoken to him in the dream.
所以佢係知道有神嘅。
So he knew that God existed.
但問題就話。佢唔認識呢位神。
But the issue is that he did not know this God.
正如我哋初信主嘅時候一樣。
Just like when we first come to believe in Jesus Christ.
我哋信耶穌，我哋要去得到永生。
We want to believe in Jesus Christ and then subsequently gain eternal life.
我哋要上天堂。
We want to go to heaven.
我而家可以上天堂。
And now I have the way to get to heaven.
但係神係點樣嘅一位神呢？我哋知道嘅唔多。
But as far as God is And what type of God he is like, we don't really know.
或者根本嗰时我就冇理到神系乜嘢，只系觉得我得到呢个嘅救恩，得到呢上天堂嘅资格就好啦。
Perhaps at that particular time, it didn't occur to us that I need to know God. Only that now I have a way to get to heaven.
雅各喺神嘅面前，当时嘅光景系咁样。
And that was exactly the same situation that Jacob is in.
不过我哋知道喺神嘅旨意嘅里边，雅各系神所拣选嘅。
But we know that under God's will, Jacob was his chosen vessel.
因此咧，虽然佢唔认识到神
，So even though at that time Jacob did not know God，
但神都冇将佢放弃。
But God never forsook him.
神仍然系用佢嘅信实，用佢嘅慈爱嚟带领佢，保守佢。
God instead, through his faithfulness and through his love, continued to guide Jacob.
所以喺神喺佢嘅身上边花咗好多嘅时间。
So God actually expended a great amount of time upon Jacob.
要佢改变过嚟。
To wanting for him to change.
要佢嘅心归翻神。
Wanting his heart to now be geared back toward God.
首先我哋知道神用恩典堆喺佢嘅头上边，希望佢醒悟过嚟，领略过嚟。
God had utilized grace.To come upon him, hoping that grace would be able to motivate him to turn towards God.
希望当佢得到呢啲一切嘅财富、呢个家庭儿女嘅时候，佢系知道系从呢啲嘢系从神嗰度而嚟嘅。
That when Jacob was able to accumulate his family, his possessions, his wealth, that through these particular means, he would be alerted to the fact that God was the one who provided all this to him.
虽然就好可惜嘅就话长久以嚟雅各都冇咁样嘅发现。
But unfortunately, Jacob never changed and never had that revelation.
佢睇唔见神嘅手喺佢嘅身上边。
He could not see God's hand in his life.
虽然佢喺呢个比佢更加加恩嘅舅父嘅手下。
And then he was placed under his uncle, who was more devious than he.
佢仲系好似样样都凡事顺利啊。
And it seems that everything was set up.
佢唔知道原来呢啲系神嘅祝福。
But he didn't realize that this was also a part of God's grace to him.
佢仲以为系我白手兴家啫嘛。
He thought that he was under the unscrupulous hand of Jacob.
佢得到呢啲嘅嘢系。理所当然嘅咁样。
He thought that he just got what he deserved.
所以神用恩典堆喺个头上，佢都体会唔得到。
So again, God's efforts did not result in Jacob seeing something new.
然后神又用呢个环境、呢个生命嘅危险嘅咁样嘅遭遇，希望佢醒过嚟。
And then God utilized his circumstances, the danger.That was now there that Jacob had to face to hopefully change him.
你记得当拉班发觉到佢偷走嘅之后呢
？You remember when Laban thought realized that Jacob had left with his daughters.
佢咪嚟追杀佢嘅，本来想。
Laban came in pursuit of the entire company.
但系喺嗰一日嘅晚上，神就出手。拯救咗雅各。
And on that evening, God extended his hand to deliver Jacob.
阻止了拉班, 叫雅各可以脱离这个危险,
to prevent Laban from endangering or bring harm to Jacob.
当他离开拉班之后,
now after Jacob left Laban,
雅各又遇见另外一场的危机,
once again, Jacob came upon another set of circumstances that were dangerous for him.
虽然这些危险是自己想出来的,
so of course, we recognize that all of it was in his mind in terms of the fear that he had.
但他的确是很怕, 很怕见到他哥哥以扫的面,
but in reality, he really had a fear, a concrete fear of his older brother Esau.
虽然神是用这样的环境,
so even though God utilized this set of circumstances in hopes that Jacob would turn,
可惜的就是说,雅各这个人, 他真的生来就很强硬,
but unfortunately, Jacob really was very stubborn by nature.
神用恩典, 想他醒过来, 用危险, 希望他改变过来.
So whether through grace or blessing, or through danger, even though God extended both of these to him, he never changed. He has never changed.
因此呢,在第32章我们一开始读的时候,第一句就说,雅各仍旧行路。
And so, when we come to chapter 32, the very first verse records for us these very words, now as Jacob went on his way.
仍旧行路,你听到英文的翻译有个,仍旧是行自己的路。
Specifically, take note, it says, he went on his way.
不是行神的路, he was
not traveling along God's way, he was walking based on his way.
因此我们看见一路看下去的时候, 你看见他仍然用自己的手段,自己的方法来保护自己。
And that's substantiated by what comes later, and we recognize that he again utilizes his own thoughts, his own ideas and schemes to try to win.
他所遇见到的这个环境上面,比过他的,觉得危险的。
So he encountered environments that seemingly was dangerous for him.
实在不是危险,
though it really did not pose a great danger.
只不过是神安排给他,希望他能够转过来。
They were merely circumstances that God orchestrated in order for him to once again have an opportunity to turn around.
不单止这样, 神的同在一直是在他的旁边,
but not only that, we recognize that the very presence of God has been ever present with Jacob throughout all of this experience.
所以圣经就说, 神的使者遇见他。
And so that's why it says that along the way, the angels of God met him.
不单止神的使者遇见他,那里整队神的军队是跟他同行的。
But not only an angel of God met him, it says angels, that means the entirety, a whole company of angels came and accompanied him.
所以第二节,雅各是看到了,看到这个使者,见到这个使者,雅各就说,哦,原来这个是神的军队。
And verse 2 records the fact that now, finally, Jacob saw. He recognized that there was an entire camp of God. And that's why he named that place Mahanam.
但是问题在这里,弟兄姐妹,他看见了之后,那么怎么办?
But now comes the question, then what?
他看到这个神的军队同他同行,
now that he's seen the army of God accompanying him,
从两队的军兵在那里同他一起的行路,
the two companies of God's army accompanied him.
除了起了这个名叫做马哈念之外,
aside from calling that place Mahanaim,
雅各做过什么?
What else did he do?
他仍旧行路,
he still continued his own way.
仍旧行自己的路,
he continued his own way.
雅各见到这一大队, 甚至两队的神的军兵之后,他不怕,一点都不怕。
Even though he saw for himself God's army, two companies of God's army accompanying him, yet there was no fear that was in his heart.
但他怕什麼,裡面怕什麼?
But what was a fear that was in his heart?
怕見到他哥哥的樣子。
He was still much more afraid of seeing Esau.
因為他見到他哥哥的面,哥哥的面代表著定他罪的那個事實。
Because in the face of Esau was his judgment, was the judgment upon Jacob.
當雅各的仆人們告訴他,你哥哥要來,還帶了400人來。 Now,
when his servants came and reported to him, oh, your brother Esau is coming our way. He's going to meet with you, and he has with him 400 men.
他不知道哥哥來,帶著400人來,是好意還是惡意?
At that moment in time, Jacob had no idea whether Esau meant to come with harm to him or come bring a blessing to him.
哥哥就是要來殺他還是要搶他的東西呢?
Is his brother coming for him in order to kill him, in order to take away his possessions?
因此在那個時候他的安全感受了威脅。
All of a sudden, his sense of security was now placed in peril.
為了保護自己,他馬上
In order to protect himself, once again, he made the proper arrangements.
用他的聰明,用他的智慧去安排,怎樣去見他哥哥,何時去見他哥哥。
But his own thoughts came into play on figuring out exactly when, calculating when he would see his brother and how he would see his brother.
聖經就告訴他,他設計將大量的禮物來送給哥哥。
The Bible records for us in detail how he prepared gifts for Esau.
啊,你這個禮物先行在前面,
and that those gifts, the parade of that gift preceded everything else.
希望哥哥見到這些這麼多的禮物,忘記了他以前的錯了。希望從此就可以消了哥哥對他的恨。
Jacob was hoping that this large amount of gifts would sway the heart of Esau, so that Esau, once he sees all the gifts, his heart then would no longer be angry towards
It's
very amazing in terms of his arrangement. He had different types. 10 different types of animals that were presented to Esau, and over 580 individual animals that were presented to Esau.
So, 弟兄姊妹,如果这580只牲口是他的家产的全部的话呢?
Now, if this 580 sets of animals, if 580 animals were the entirety of his possession.
哇,那你說他其實很豐富的,是吧?
That's one thing, but if there's only a portion of his possession, then you realize how abundant he is.
但是為著他的生命的安全,他寧願全部的放棄。
He, for the sake of his own life, he was willing to let all these gifts or his possessions go in exchange for his life.
希望他就將這些送給哥哥,先行,讓哥哥看到,哇,這麼多,歡喜到連他當時的恨都忘記了,這就是雅各的希望。
Now this is his desire, his hope, that this great gift that he was presenting to his brother would somehow change the hardened heart of Esau.
我們放下這樣送禮, 有沒有效的,
We're going to set aside whether that was a useful tool or not.
他要讲的就是说,雅各,他的所作所为,他的表现是非常非常的属肉体的。
But we're going to focus on the fact that everything that he thought about, everything that he enacted, was based on his flesh.
人不为己,天诛地灭,那当然啦。
We certainly should take care of our own selves first, yes.
但是在雅各的身上,
but for Jacob,
我哋睇见呢个系非常非常之属肉体嘅呢个本事。
We can categorically say that this is strictly based on his flesh.
你知道吗？神一直嘅以嚟呢几十年就系要对付佢呢一样嘅嘢。
But all this time that he has been away, God specifically wanted this specific portion of him to change.
神就系要将佢嗰个属肉体嘅生命转约过嚟。
God has wanted his fleshly heart to change.
但可惜雅各冇改变到。
But to no avail.
佢离开屋企嘅时候系几咁属肉体，喺巴旦亚兰嘅时候又系咁属肉体，而家翻屋企啦，仍然嘅一样系咁属肉体。
As he left his house, left his home, he thought in fleshly terms. As he struggled or stayed in Padan Aram, again, he worked and all based on his fleshly terms. And now that he's returning home, he's still thinking the same exact way.
直到他去到这个雅伯的渡口。
It was not until he came upon the ford of Jabbok.
在这个比路伊勒这个地方，神亲自的出手将他打低。
It was here at Peniel that he was able to be broken.
那比路伊勒是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, Peniel?
就是神的面的意思。
It means the face of God.
雅各在那里跟神面对面的碰上了。
It means that it was here that finally Jacob came face to face with God.
那个地方是雅各的生命的转捩点。
That is Jacob's turning point, the place of his turning point.
在那里神不再用环境或者各方面来对付他。
No longer did God resort to utilizing circumstances and his environment to try to change Jacob.
神是亲手的自己出手来对付他。
But instead, God, by himself, he allowed Jacob to encounter God himself.
So, 来到第二点就是人的能力一定会去到尽头的有一天。
So, this is our second point, that there will be a day when our natural capabilities, our natural ways will come to an end.
过去的雅各一直是靠自己。
In the past, everything about Jacob was to rely on his natural gifts.
根据自己。
To follow after his own desire.
为了自己。
For his own benefit.
活在自己的里面。
To live for himself.
没有一样的事情，从来没有一件事情叫他低头的。
There was never any one singular thing, person, or matter that caused him to bow.
这个是他属灵生命的最大最大的一个障碍。
And this is the greatest hurdle for him in terms of his spiritual life.
但是当他来到这个比路伊勒的时候，
It was not until he came here to Peniel.
当他面对面的见到神的时候，
When he encountered God face to face,
他开始软下来。
Then he was softened.
为了保护他的家庭，为了保护他的财产，妻子儿女，他竟然向神祷告。
For the sake of his preserving his family, for the sake of preserving his possessions and his wealth.
我们知道在他的一生里面，这次是第一次向神来祷告。
He prayed to God. Now we recognize that from the historical recordings, this is the very first time that he actually prayed to God.
但是我们弟兄姊妹留意的就是，在这个祷告的里面，我们真的看见雅各这个人是一个聪明绝顶的人。
But when we look at the prayer that he offered, we recognize how intelligent or how smart Jacob really was.
他好好记性啊。
He has a great memory.
连二十年前神讲过的说话他都记得。
He remembered and can recall exactly the words from God that was spoken 20 years ago.
所以在祷告里面呢，提翻起神啊，你咁样讲过，咁样讲过。
In his prayer, he was able to utilize that as part of the basis of his prayer.
不过有一点，我觉得我哋需要留意嘅。
There is one point I'd like to draw brothers and sisters' attention to.
有祷告是好的。
It is great that he is offering a prayer to God.
但是这个祷告
But this prayer
是一个不服输的祷告
is someone who, unrepentant.
Yeah, unwilling to submit.
Unwilling to submit.
是一个不认神的祷告
It's still someone who is unrepentant, unwilling to recognize God as God.
或者可以说是一个临急抱佛脚的祷告
You could say that this is a very, this is a spur of the moment type of thing.
Yeah. 因为在祷告的里面他说是神啊你曾经这样跟我讲过的
Because in his prayer, he says, God, you recall that you have once said this.
你说你要厚待我嘛
You said that you will bless me.
你要祝福我嘛
That you will be my, you will bring blessing to me.
你话过你要我人丁兴旺嘛
That you will allow us, me to multiply.
系我所有咁多个嘢咧，我都知道唔系好正当啊，系讲到唔系好光明嘅手段嚟得翻嘅，因为我哋知道佢呢样冚唪唥佢自己。揾計嚟到呃翻嚟嘅。
We know full well that everything that he has, it was all gained through scheming. And so he prayed to God that way. He says, okay, even though most, or if not all these things were not exactly done appropriately,
呢啲都係我所不配嘅。
Still, and yes, these are not what I shouldn't deserve any of this.
但是神啊，我而家有危难喎、哦。
But God, I'm in danger here.
有人嚟杀我，我想。
There is someone here who's about to kill me.
请你出手嚟救我。
Please extend your hand to
救我，救我屋企人。
To save me and my family.
老实讲，其实我想要唔要翻屋企咧，唔系我嘅意思啊，系你叫我翻去嘅啫。
In actuality, you know, God, it's not even my intention initially to go home. You're the one that told me to go home, so I'm just following your word.
因为你曾经讲过话回去本地本族嘛。
Because don't forget, you're the one that told me to return to your home.
啊，而家咁遇见啲咁样嘅难处，你话点
？And now I'm on my way home, and then I get into this mess.
呢个就系雅各嘅祷告。
This, in a nutshell, is Jacob's prayer.
虽然好似我哋睇。他的祷告的时候啊好像很属灵这样。
When we look at it, on the surface, it seems, oh, that seems pretty spiritual.
但是他是一个不服气的祷告这个是不服气的祷告。
But this was an unrepentant prayer.
这个是临急抱佛脚的祷告。
This was a prayer that came forth because of the circumstances at the moment in time.
你会听过很多有时听见有些人祈祷话神啊，点解你带我去嚟到呢个咁样嘅环境啊？我而家好惨啊，又冇工作，又呢样嗰样。
You might have heard others report how individuals might pray. Oh God, why did you bring me here? Why did you get me into this situation? I'm a mess. I don't have a job. I don't have this or that.
呢个雅各。
That is exactly the type of prayer that Jacob is offering right now.
雅各话：啊，你要显出你嘅保佑啊，你嘅祝福。你话过以前话保佑我、祝福我嘅，而家你就要显出嚟。
And Jacob is holding on and saying, God, you need to save me, you need to prosper me, just like you said it, and so now you need to do it, and this is the time to do it.
当然，神嘅应许系信实嘅。
Of course, God's promises are trustworthy.
但系喺雅各嗰段嘅时间，嗰一个时刻，佢眼所睇到嘅。就是说我要一个祝福的神不理他是哪一个我总之我 要祝福我就是了
But what was foremost for Jacob in his mind was a God who was going to bless him
所以他说神啊你是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神
So that's why he still called out to God as God of Abraham and God of Isaac
神是几咁希望他说你又是我的神，雅各的神。
But for God, God would have surely loved to hear him continue that declaration by saying that God was his God too.
但他没有。
But he didn't.
他只是说，神啊，你是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
He addressed God as only the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
不论如何, 你要祝福我,
but no matter what, you have to bless me now. Because you have said so.
弟兄姊妹,是不是?看见雅各,在他身上,我们看见这个人,真是自私自利。
So we see again, deep down for Jacob, he was still a very selfish and self-centered person.
他眼中所看见的,就是他的得与失。
What he sees is what he is going to lose.
他心里面有的就是自己的利益和满足。
What is foremost in his heart is what will benefit him and what would come at his, what would be available to him.
哇,我们说这个雅各真是无可取了。
So truly, such a sad state.
虽然是这样, 他是这么自私自利,但是神是信实的,他仍然要向雅各显出他的大能和怜悯。But
even though Jacob was such a selfish and self-centered individual, God is faithful to himself, and God does bring blessing.
所以那个晚上,神要来跟他说过。So
following this, God on that night came to wrestle with him personally.
那一晚他怎么都睡不着的。
That entire night, Jacob could not sleep.
然后于是他就自己在计划怎样去见哥哥,用什么礼物,怎样行法。
And he continued in his mind to think about the scenario, replaying again and again in his mind, what he's going to do, how things are going to be when he sees Esau, how things should proceed.
然后他就将两个妻子,两个侍女,11个仔都
And then the two wives, his two concubines, his sons, the 11 children, all of them, he sent them across the river. And then he himself remained as the last individual.
或者他就想,你们过了去,其实都是身外物,前面有什么事。 他仍然在这边,隔着岸来看,他都安全的。It's
possible that he, in his scheme, that he left himself as last, because certainly, if there was harm to be done, harm would come to those things which preceded him.
当他单独一个人的时候,
but it was then, when he was on his own.
32章24节说,只剩下雅各一个人。
Verse 24 of chapter 32 says, Then Jacob was left alone.
神跟他来说过。
And then God came and wrestled with him.
虽然这段话说,一个人。
Even though the Bible, the scriptures records a man came.
但我们知道这个是神自己。
But we recognize that this is God himself.
是神来跟他说过。
God came. To wrestle with him.
什么叫做摔角呢?
What does it mean to wrestle with him?
摔角就是说,大家都,两个人都站在平等的地位上面。
That means that two individuals are on equal footing. They're in the same level.
他们在那里不是斗权。
They're not there to combat or to fight.
而是在一个同等的地位上面,彼此来交力。
But rather on an equal footing to contest with one another.
Yeah. 看誰強壯,
to see who was stronger.
然後將對方禁落地下,
and then to pin the other person down.
壓在地下,
to suppress the other person.
这个也是说过,
this is what wrestling is.
所以神是以人这样的形象出来跟他说过,
so God presented himself in the form of man and came to wrestle with Jacob.
但我们看见整个的过程,雅各是何等的刚硬。
But you see how strong Jacob was throughout the entirety of this event.
所以从晚上到早晨,到天亮的时候,雅各都不倒下来。
So it was from night through daybreak that he could not be broken.
雅各他天然的能力的力量非常非常的大。
That his natural strength was so great.
But
But when daybreak came,
佢就倒落嚟啦。
He was broken.
再无计可施。
He had no more schemes to follow.
因为神将佢嘅大腿窝大髀嗰度嚟到摸一下。
Because God touched him in the socket of his thigh.
咁佢嗰个大髀呢就扭咗啦吓条筋，然后收尾天光嘅时候，佢成只脚都废咗。
God dislocated his hip, and so he was limping as a consequence when daybreak came.
后来雅各叫呢个地方咧叫做比鲁伊勒。
As a result, Jacob named this place Peniel.
比鲁伊勒嘅意思就系面对面嘅见到神。
Peniel means face to face with God.
我哋知道碰见过神嘅人。
We know that for any individual who has ever encountered God personally,
他的生命肯定是有改变的。
Surely his life would bring, surely there will be changes that are brought about in his life.
雅各在雅伯渡口同神面见面。
Jacob, here at the ford of Jabbok, came to see God face to face.
在比鲁伊勒这个地方的经历却是改变了他的一生。
And his experience at the place called Peniel changed his entire life.
从前他叫做雅各。
Previously, he was called Jacob.
现在叫做以色列。
But now, he was named Israel.
从前他是用手去搲东西的。
In the past, he extended his hands to grasp anything that he can get.
什么都搲。
Anything that he can grasp.
结果到头来什么都搲不到。
But at the very end, he was left with nothing to grasp.
神话你唔好再叫雅各啦。
So that's why God says you are no longer to be called Jacob.
你要叫咩？叫以色列。
You are now to be called Israel.
咁以色列有咩意思呢
？What does Israel mean?
以色列嘅意思就系话神嘅王子嘅意思。
Israel means the prince of God.
神嘅王子。
The prince of God.
我哋知道王子所拥有嘅就系呢个国家嘅王嘅所有。
We know that a prince, his possession essentially is everything that is in that kingship.
神嘅王子
to be a prince of God,
系咪就话神所拥有嘅
？Does that not indicate that everything that God has
就系神嘅王子所拥有嘅
？Will be at the prince's disposal.
所以当你得到咁多嘅丰富嘅时候，你还需要去搲嘢咩
？So when you come upon this great wealth, everything that God has, do you still need to go and grasp at everything that's in your sight?
当然唔需要。
Of course not.
所以呢个就系改变。
And this is a change.
第三点我哋讲到雅各嘅回转。
The third point was talking about Jacob's turnaround.
嗱，等我哋快啲跳过去，跳到去三十三章。
We'll jump to chapter 33.
就系头先我哋读嘅十八节到二十节嗰段嘅说话。
That's verses 18 to 20, what we read earlier.
前边仲有一啲嘅故事嘅弟兄姊妹，我唔喺呢度讲啦，但系我又跳去十八节讲。
In between, there's the remainder of the story of Jacob, but we're not going to go into detail there. But we're going to jump to now verses 18 to 20.
我哋又睇见雅各最后翻到嚟迦南地。
We recognize that Jacob has now finally returned to the land of Canaan.
即系话以前佢所去嘅地方唔系喺迦南地咯。
That means that every place that he was prior to this was not in Canaan.
系神所唔要佢去嘅地方，佢去咗。
They were not places that God wanted him to go to or intended for him to go to in the first place.
咁如今佢最后翻到嚟呢个迦南地嘅示剑城。
So finally he returns to the land of Canaan to the place of Padan Aram.
然后佢就系站喺神要佢站嘅地方。
And finally, he is standing in the place, in the position that God intended for him to to stand.
所以圣经话佢平平安安嘅翻到嚟呢个嘅迦南地嘅事件。
And that's why the Bible here records, and Jacob came safely into the city.
喺城东支搭帐篷。
Came into the city of Shechem and camped before the city.
呢个系神要佢作嘅。
This is what God wants for him to do.
咁而家作咗。
He has done it.
并且佢做咗一件嘅事情，就喺嗰度筑咗一座坛。
In addition, he also erected an altar.
从前佢为自己嘅时候，佢立好多嘅柱子，两条嘅柱子。
In the past, he erected altars for his own benefit.
如今佢系为神嚟到筑一座坛。
But now he is erecting an altar for the sake of God.
起名叫做伊利伊罗伊以色列。
It's called, and he named it El Elohim Israel.
嗱，睇圣经弟兄姊妹，你就睇见，唔知英文嗰度有冇吓，就中文就话，呢个系神以色列嘅神嘅意思。
And the meaning for this name is the God of Israel.
以色列系边个？
Who is Israel?
雅各，
Jacob, right?
如今 雅各话，神系以色列嘅神。
Now he is pronouncing or declaring that God is the God of Israel.
以前冇话神系我嘅神，系以色列嘅神。以前就话亚伯拉罕嘅神，以撒嘅神。In
the past, never once did he acknowledge God as being his God. He always called God the God of Abraham, God of Isaac.
如今佢话神啊。 你系以色列嘅神，
but now he acknowledges God as God of Israel.
呢个坛讲出咗雅各嘅前半生嘅心路历程。
This altar declares to us about the history of Jacob up to this point.
从一个唔认识神嘅人，到到一个认识神嘅人。
How he changed from a person who did not know God absolutely at all to a person who now knows God.
从一个为咗解决自己嘅问题，强调自己嘅能力方法嘅人，到到一个承认神系神嘅一个人。
From someone who only was looking for solutions for himself, for someone who was only mindful of whatever was beneficial for him, to now being a person who is now acknowledging and recognizing God.
今日喺神嘅 喺神嘅言语当中，
today in amongst the children of God，
我会话俾弟兄姊妹听，神仍然嘅做紧呢件嘅事情。
God is still working in the same way。
我哋都可以嚟到呢度聚会，
we can all come here for worship。
但系你对神嘅认识有几多呢？
But how much do you really know of God？
如果你净系知道我而家可以上天堂啊，
if you only know, oh no, I have the way to heaven now.
呢个唔够啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is not enough.
因为神唔系净系单救我哋脱离死亡，得到上天堂。
Because God did not save us solely so that we would merely get into heaven.
神仲要我哋作神嘅王子。
God still intends for us to be the prince of God.
点样先可以进到去成为神嘅王子啫？
But how can we proceed to becoming the prince of God?
你就睇雅各佢嘅一生，佢嘅经历，这个成为咗我哋嘅尴尬啦。Just
look at the history of Jacob. This brings us to shame.
成为咗我哋唔走呢条路嘅嗰个指标。
This is a sign for us. Do not walk along the same path.
雅各神喺佢身上面用咗20年嘅时间。
God utilized 20 years in order to work in the person of Jacob.
可能喺我哋嘅中间，神 或者用更长嘅时间喺我哋嘅身上边工作都唔定。It's
possible that God has spent many more years working in you and me.
但是无论如何，神今日要得着嘅系神嘅王子，唔系净系得到一啲有永生嘅人。
No matter what the time has been, God still has an intent to gain for himself princes of God, not merely saved souls.
有一个青年人。他少年的时候非常的是一个反叛的人。
There was once a young person who, when he was much younger as a teenager, was very rebellious.
年纪轻轻就识得饮酒噶啦。
From a very young age, he enjoyed alcohol.
又识得食烟。
And he came to have a habit of smoking.
大啲咁多咧，又开始咧去和人斗车。
Later on, he raced automobiles.
咁又识得咧带啲女朋友出街过夜咁样样。
And he then became involved with many women.
呢个好长嘅故事，不过或者我唔好讲咁 detail 啦。
There's a long, long story, but I don't think I'll have time to go into the details of it.
13岁的时候被个父母呢送到一间基督教的学校里面做寄宿生。
And he was sent off to a Christian boarding school at the age of 13.
当然他不喜欢这样的受捆绑约束。
And so, of course, he didn't want to be under such scrutiny or under such supervision.
学校当然很多个规矩吓，唔准做呢样，唔准做嗰样。
Because the school imposed upon him many restrictions. You cannot do this. You cannot do that.
但系因为佢嗰个嘅反叛啊，佢就样样都做齐。
But because of his rebellious spirit, he did the exact thing. Everything that he was not supposed to do, he did the exact opposite.
后来咧就俾学校赶出校啦。
Later on, he was expelled.
咁老豆又要将佢送去另外一间嘅中学。
And his dad then had to send him off to another school.
仍然嘅系赶出校收场。
But ultimately his end result was he was expelled again.
最后呢去到大学，即使去到大学。
Ultimately when he was of age, he entered college.
仍然系因为。嗰啲嘅反叛，飲酒、食煙、帶女朋友過夜。
So, but because of the same problems, the same issues, alcohol, his penchant for women, smoking.
所以佢喺少年、青年嘅嗰段嗰個時間嘅裏邊，就係咁樣樣嚟到浪費咗。
That was essentially his life.And he wasted his entire youth like this.
佢常常都系咁样嘅，一路揸车，呢只手揸车，嗰只手饮酒咁样样。
And so he would drink and drive.
但系咧，每一次被捉到，咁呢个好彩。
But you could say that he was fortunate. He was never caught.
后来佢有一个朋友同佢一样咁坏。
Later, he had a friend.Who was as spoiled as he was.
但某种的原因，这个朋友信了耶稣。
But that person, his friend, somehow or another, came to know the Lord.
但这个朋友就劝他信主。
And his friend then came and asked him, pleaded for him to come to accept Jesus as Savior.
长话短说就是说，有一晚他在一个酒店嘅房间嘅里边，一面就食紧烟，一面就打开个柜桶嗰本圣经嚟睇。
And so, a long story short, one night he found himself in a hotel. He was smoking, but he opened up the drawer of his nightstand, and there was the Bible.
神喺嗰阵时候同佢讲说话。
And God spoke to him as he leafed through the Bible.
这个人是这样转变过来的。
And it was then that he had his turnaround.
后来呢，他 將佢嘅嗰個一生就寫咗一本書。
He wrote an autobiography later on.
中文咧就叫做反叛有因。
The Chinese title is that. The
英文咧就係 rebelled with a cause. Rebel with a cause.
Rebel with a cause.
Yeah.
The English translation is rebel with a cause.
呢個人係咩人？知唔知
？Do you know who that person is?
係葛培理嘅仔。
It is Billy Graham's son.
佢英文叫做 Franklin.
His name is Franklin Graham.
佢知唔知道耶穌呢
？Would he as an individual know God? Know Jesus?
作為呢個二十世紀世界知名嘅報道家葛培理嘅仔，你話佢知唔知道耶穌嘅名字
？As the son of this renowned Christian evangelist, Billy Graham, would he be someone that would at least know who Jesus was?
但佢認唔認識耶穌
？At the same time, though, did he really know Jesus?
喺嗰段嘅時間嘅裏邊，佢係唔認識耶穌嘅。
During that period of time, he did not know Jesus at all.
佢嘅反叛唔係因為佢神喺唔喺度嘅問題。
His rebellion did not stem from whether or not God was present in his life.
佢嗰個反叛，佢嗰個唔要神，係因為佢認為神只係佢父親嘅神。
His rebellion stems from the fact that in his mind, God was merely the God of his dad, his father.
全世界人都知道，葛培理係邊一個
？Everyone in this world knows who Billy Graham is。
全世界亦都知道嗰個係葛培理嘅仔啫，冇人知道佢叫咩名。
But everyone only knew this individual as Billy Graham's son. Did anyone know him for his own name？
佢自己都係咁樣覺得。
And that's how he felt。
呢個神係我爸爸嘅神。
There is a God who is the God of my dad。
但神一定嘅，仍然嘅唔放弃佢。
But God never forsook him.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
雅各最大嘅问题
，The biggest hurdle for Jacob，
唔系佢同以撒之间嘅关系，亦都唔系佢同拉班之间嘅关系。
Is not the relationship that existed between him and Esau, nor the relationship that he had with his father-in-law Laban.
而是他和神之间的关系。
The problem lied in the relationship that was between him and God.
如果他和神的关系不解决了。
If he did not resolve this hurdle that hindered his relationship with God,
人和人之间的关系就永远搞不定。
Then it doesn't matter what relationship he has with anybody else, that will go by the wayside.
如果佢同神之间嘅关系搞得好，解决咗。
But whenever his relationship with God is open,
佢同人与人之间就全无问题。
Then whatever problems that there might exist between him and anybody else will be resolved.
神用咗二十几年嘅时间喺佢嘅身上边。
God utilized 20 some odd years in order to reach him.
我再讲就系神今日喺你我嘅身上边仍然嘅会。
Well, I want to restate this again. Today, God is at work in you and me in the same exact way. He wants to bring us to the fort of Jabbok. He wants for us to experience the experience of Peniel.
直到你说神是伊利伊罗伊以色列。
Until you are able to proclaim El Elohim Israel.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
神所要的是神的王子。
What God desires is princes of God.
愿意我们都在主的面前，我们将我们自己交给他。
So may each one of us be willing to commit ourselves to him.
我们祈祷。
Let's pray.
求主再向我们讲说话。
Lord, may you continue to speak to us.
就用你嘅圣灵引导我哋。
May your Holy Spirit continue to lead us.
虽然我哋人好多嘅事情我哋还明还未明白。
Even though there are so many other things that we do not understand.
但系主啊， 你要将我哋带到去亚伯度口。
But Lord, we know you want to bring us to the fort of Jabbok.
你要我哋经历比鲁伊勒。
You want for us to experience Peniel.
哦，因为你自己系丰富嘅。
Because you yourself are so abundant. You are a God of grace.
但系我哋都能够回应主俾我哋嘅呼召。
Let us be able to answer this call that you have given to us.
要叫主心满意足。
In order that you might be fully satisfied in your heart.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.